Welcome to the KNEL Radio Podcast, your podcast for news, sports, music, and talk radio. KNEL Radio Podcast is your resource to local news and sports from the heart of Texas and the Texas Hill Country. Join us weekly for Hillbilly Hits radio show highlighting traditional country music and artists. And At Home with Debbie Rule, a talk show about home, family, and relationships. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference in your life today.
Complaints, necessarily. County commissioners met yesterday, and I wasn't able to go, so I have no idea what you talked about.
Yeah,
so how about sharing it with us?
We definitely missed you being there.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
There were quite a few people there that tried to make up for your lack of being there.
No, it didn't take many, I'll tell you that.
It was definitely a good meeting. We had some public comments.
Okay.
And it's always appreciative of the folks that want to come to Commissioner's Court and voice their opinions. The public comments are a little different. The way I understand it, we can't really reply or
say
much.
You have to just listen.
Yes, and so we listened with all ears, and hopefully they'll want to be on the next agenda or so we can speak about what their concerns are.
Okay.
We went on to, I guess, Sheriff Andrews was the next person that was visiting about the constitutional county / constitutional sheriff. He gave some history about what a constitutional sheriff is.
Mm-hmm.
I could not, in what research I did, I couldn't find anything that absolutely spells out what a constitutional county is. The counties definitely go by the Texas Constitution and the United States Constitution.
You would hope so.
So I, in my opinion, and my short time of being in county government, I think we technically would fall under that category, but not a formality.
Okay. So we're there already. You feel confident?
Yes.
Okay.
Now the possibility, I think one person spoke of the possibility of doing a resolution just stating that our county would follow the Constitution. And I believe they said the Bill of Rights. I don't want to misquote someone, but believe that's what they had made a suggestion.
But the county commissioners, well, this was a discussion session. You were not just talking about it, not
correct,
taking any action.
Correct. And part of it in the public comments turned to the ARPA monies, the mm-hmm. funds that we've received, and there was some, I don't want to say speculation, but they've done their research, and they're concerned that there may be some attachments in that might infringe upon citizens' rights. And definitely speaking for myself and the other commissioners, we would not want to do anything that would infringe upon anyone's rights. But that's, again, I would like the time to do a little more examining and figure out exactly where we're going to go with this as far as the ARPA monies. None have been spent at this point.
How much is the county allocated to get?
Total $1.5 million right in that neighborhood. We received half of that.
Okay.
Real similar to the city.
See.
But the city, I think, was a little bit different in how they acquired their monies. So.
Well, they're still due something like $1.3 million. And the same questions there. Obviously, they voted to send it back, but they're going to be talking about it again tonight. And the Mason City Commission had it on a special meeting yesterday morning to talk about sending it back or keeping it. Mm-hmm. So it's not a situation that's unique to McCullough County or to the city of Brady.
No, not at all. I think we're all looking into it. Counties and cities surrounding us as well.
Yeah.
Everybody wants to make a good decision. You don't want to be the indecisive squirrel that gets squished in the middle of the road, but yeah, sometimes being patient and being the tortoise and not the hare helps out as well.
That's true. All right. Well, other things on the agenda, that was the discussion item.
Yes.
And before you got to the action items.
We did have one other discussion item about the Veteran Services Officer applications, and we selected a date for November the 3rd to do the interviews for that position. So that's right around the corner.
Next week.
Yes. So.
Did you get a number of applications?
I want to say not over six, if I recall
correctly. Well, that's good. So, yeah, six is good.
No, there were definitely some interest. We went on to speak about a resolution supporting the Sunset Home Delivered Meals Program for the 2022 fiscal year, and we passed that resolution. There was also the action item of closing of the four different precinct accounts and opening up a singular road and bridge account, and the commissioners agreed upon that.
So we have a single road and bridge account.
Yes.
Instead of each one working on.
But they
all have a budget.
Right. They all have their own budgets, but according to Ms. Williams, the treasurer, that would just make it a lot easier on her to have less bank accounts to have to reconcile and deal with.
Imagine. Yeah.
So. There was also an interlocal agreement for the Regional Public Defender Grant. That's in relation to capital cases, and it helps the funding of those appointed attorneys, basically, for those cases. The way it's worded, it will only provide for one case per year. So. Of course, we all hope we don't have any of those cases.
That's true. But it happens that sometimes you do.
Yes, and this just helps the county out where the dollar amount that we have to pay is a set amount. There could be a few other costs entailed with it, but for the most part, they do it, I believe, on a population basis for all of the counties and do a percentage for that dollar amount. And I can't remember off the top of my head. I want to say it was $1,500 or $1,700, somewhere along there. It sounded very reasonable for what you receive.
Yeah. Capital cases for counties can be very expensive. It's hard to, you just don't think about that a major case, like a murder case, for example, could be very expensive for the county, especially, as you said, if you were involved in providing an attorney for the defendant.
Yes.
And so that can be. So the insurance is worth it.
It's very well worth it, yes. We also discussed an interlocal agreement with the city of Melvin. Mm-hmm. Commissioner Anderson has been very close in working with them. And the way she described it, the county provides for certain road maintenance within that area. And in turn, the city of Melvin provides water, mm-hmm. and for mostly for that those projects for those roads. But if there needed to be additional water, I think nobody would abuse one or the other as far as the agreement goes.
Right.
And then lastly, the district clerk Michelle Pitcox, she asked to be approved to get an encrypted email service. Some of the emails that she sends has different types of personal information that needed to be as an encrypted version of that. So, and that was relatively reasonable. I didn't expect that to be as reasonable as it was. I think it was $180 for the service.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, considering, again, what you get for that aspect.
Sounds good.
Yeah, it was a very good meeting. I go back to those COVID funds. In this day and age, everything's pretty much done by email, And I have sent an email to the U.S. Treasury, and that's who we receive those funds from. ARPA, whatever you want to call them, it's surrounding the COVID funds. And I just basically ask if there was any particular place that I could look and find the guidelines if there were to be any types of infringements upon citizens, such as mandatory mask the mandates or vaccination mandates. So far, I have not received a reply. I think the one that I did receive just was a generic reply that said they receive 5,000 emails a day, and we will process yours as quickly as we can. So as soon as I know more about that, I'll definitely let folks know.
Okay. Well, we're all waiting.
Each of our counties and cities, we're all in the same basket.
Exactly right.
And again, it's such an unprecedented time. Nobody can compare this to anything that we've ever seen before that I'm aware of.
That's true. That's true. Yeah. Interesting times, they call it.
Yes. Okay.
Judge, thank you for being here.
Yes, thanks for having me.
You bet. Judge Frank Truel, the McCullough County judge, with us this morning here on KNL. McCullough County Commissioner's Court met yesterday. We'll be back with more of the morning program coming up right here on KNEL in just a minute.
Thank you for listening to the KNEL Radio Podcast. Be sure to tune in live to KNEL 95.3 FM and KNEL 1490 AM and KNELradio.com. For more KNEL Radio Podcast, including KNEL Sports, visit KNELradio.com homepage and click on the podcast of your choice to listen, download, and enjoy. KNEL Radio Podcast, making a difference. Thank you for listening today.